What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in to the Hoffman Show on a Monday here on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We got a lot of different stuff that's going on today. It is a wild sports day in that there's just a million things happening, and we are going to try to figure out the best way to talk about as many of them as we possibly can. We have the Mystics that we can talk about. They're off to a 2-0 start. We have Commanders news, kind of. We have the Commanders news is just RFK Stadium. Their team president talked about some stuff. We have some fun NFL projections that I know Linnell was talking about during the Russell show. We have the NBA playoffs, which were not as exciting this weekend as we would have hoped, just from a pure excitement level, although obviously we're going to have a great conference final. We got a little bit of everything today, Anthony. It's a potpourri of all things on a Monday. Are you fired up and ready to go?
I am indeed.
All right, we're going to start with the Mystics. Excellent. Good. Glad you're fired up. Glad you're ready to go. Seemed like there's a lot going on over there. Anthony's trying to fix his seat, trying to find some headphones. I feel like you just sank too low. And Anthony is now sitting in a chair that is like designed for a first grader sitting at a first grade size desk, but he's an adult sitting at a radio board. Good now?
You all set? I think so. Yep.
Finally, okay. Zlata, me and my ADD watching you fidget. We weren't going to get anywhere. The Mystics have gotten somewhere, Anthony. The Washington Mystics are 2-0. They're 2-0 with a very nice win opening night over Atlanta, and then a heck of a comeback win. They were in a big hole early against the Connecticut Sun yesterday, and they had 4 points like 8 minutes into the game and were able to put things together towards the back end of that first quarter, close down the lead, played well enough defensively to stay close, and then lo and behold, by the third quarter, like they're in a dogfight, and they closed out the game. And by they, I mean Brittany Sykes and Sonia Citron. But before that, Anthony, did you see my post about when this team got their second win last year? So if I pop quiz you on this, even though technically the answer is on the screen right now for anyone watching on YouTube, do you have the stream up, or do you just have me up without the graphic?
I do not have the stream up right now.
Okay, good. So I can ask you the pop quiz question. When did the Mystics get their second win in 2024? What date? If I tell you the season
started...
The
specific day?
Give me a rough guess. Like, they got it this year on May 18th. When did they get it last year?
I would say probably like... late June or early July. Like, we were terrible to start. What were we, like 0-10?
Yeah, then you. So 11? You remembered. They were 0-12 to start last year.
0-12, yeah, we were bad.
Their second win last year came on June 14th.
Goddamn.
June 14th. This year it came on May 18th. The funny thing was they went 0-12, and then they won 4-5, and then they went on another huge skid. But the big reason why they were so bad to start last year was they had no depth. And when they had some of their key players out, which Brittany Sykes got hurt right away, Shakira Austin got hurt pretty much right away, they had no one to come in and clean up. And this year, again, Shakira Austin misses game one, gets in a tiff with Marina Mabry because, of course, you think they were arguing over over how much salt Marina puts on her food?
Probably not.
It's an inside joke for anyone that followed Unrivaled and specifically followed the players on Unrivaled of social media. Marina Mabry and her cooking was a whole thing. Anyway, no, they were fighting over a foul that Shakira committed, and Marina felt the need to stand up for her teammate. And Shakira told her in exactly these words, one of them I'm going to omit because I don't feel like getting fired today. Back the word I'm omitting up. And double T. And then Shakira got her second technical from the bench later and gets ejected. So basically no Shakira Austin for two games. Aliyah Edwards, low back contusion. We'll see if she's back on Wednesday. And at the end of this game against Connecticut, after she had been nails down the stretch against Atlanta, Brittany Sykes fouls out. And who comes to save the day, Anthony, other than the rookies? And I think, you know, we'll talk about this more coming up. We're going to do a little W opening weekend action talk, including, yes, we will reference the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese foul that happened and made First Take producers everywhere very excited. But there's something happening in the league where for years and years and years and years and years, rookies just stunk in the WNBA because the league was such a jump from college basketball. And I think in part due maybe to NIL, although in the women's game, players didn't leave early, but you are getting these really high concentrations of talent at big schools. So you have that element. And just, I think, the evolution of the game. I think we are finally getting women's basketball players who were invested in at the youth levels, which for years, the youth levels and the women's side were underfunded and college programs were underfunded. And so now we're getting, I mean, it wasn't that long ago to the point that the player, Sedona Price, who she wound up going undrafted this year for totally unrelated reasons. But like Sedona Price, who got drafted this year, was the one who sent out the tweet in 2020 or 2021 in the bubble of like, hey, look at our weight room compared to the men's. And it was like that little hotel room stack of weights, and the men had like 18 squat racks. So like the funding and the resources available, you invest in the game, you see what happens. So now you have Sonia Citron coming in as the third overall pick, and she's ready to play. Kiki Ariafin coming in, I don't know if Kiki was anticipating starting or if they were anticipating her starting as the fourth overall pick behind Edwards and Austin. She comes out and has 17 and 14 and just does work. Aliyah was really solid last year. You know, obviously, Caitlin, different level. Angel, what she did last year, different level. I'm sure that while Paige had a struggle opening night, like Paige Beckers is going to come out and play really well. And you're just seeing more rookies, more young players ready to play. And luckily for the Mystics, that includes the two they've got this year. It'd be great if Georgia was out there too, because I definitely think you see some times where they could use a little bit of help at point guard. But what Sony's doing, man, and Kiki on Sunday, they got a squad, bro. Not that they're going to compete, not that they're going to be amazing. But I also, like, they have their pick and Chicago's pick in next year's draft. I wouldn't want to have to make a bet on which pick is higher, because I truly think that Washington can compete night in, night out with most teams in this league. Facing New York's going to be really hard. Facing Indiana is going to be really hard. And they have a four-game stretch coming up where they play those two teams back-to-back twice. So it's like Indiana, New York, which feels cruel, but outside of those two teams, like, I could see them competing with anybody on most nights, and even those teams, they'll find a way because of how they play and some of the young pieces that they've got.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yeah, I didn't expect the rookies to hit the ground running this fast and this hard. But at the same token, like, this is the youngest team in the WNBA, and they're going to have ample opportunity to go out there and play. And I'm glad, you know, Sydney's allowing them to, you know, play through everything, to be honest. And to be honest, their transition, their adjustment to the WNBA hasn't been that bad. I know Sonya did get hit by BG in the preseason, and, you know, that was her welcome to the W moment.
By the way, A-plus Instagram caption from the Mystics. They put up some of Sony's highlights, and they go, "Dear WNBA," or the WNBA had their welcome to Sonya Citron moment.
Is it after she hit the shot?
No, just like all those, like a collection of her highlights. But she had a couple of highlights, including she basically the game-clinching shot. She's hit clutch free throws. I mean, she's out there guarding some of the best players in the league. I mean, against Atlanta, like, she's given Alicia Gray all she can handle. And she's obviously got reinforcements, like Slim's a Defensive Player of the Year candidate always. But, like, they're putting Sony out there on some of the best guards and saying, hey, kid, hold up. And she's like, okay, I just go play basketball now. And it just looks like it does at Notre Dame for her, which is crazy.
Yeah, she was on Mabry at the end of yesterday's game due to Slim fouling out and also being in foul trouble. Yeah. But she just did what she was supposed to do, stay in front of the defender. So big shout out to them. I do hope Slim continues to play at this level and that she stays healthy.
Amazing
because
ball.
She is an all-star in this league, dog. She is an all-star, and she's gone out there and she's shown it. So let's go Mystics, 2-0, baby.
Yeah, I mean, the shot creation from Brittany, both for herself and for others, her ability to find – she's such a I don't know how to say it other than she's a funny player. Like, I sometimes laugh watching her because she just is so unique with how she moves around the court. Her movements can be herky-jerky, but also so incredibly smooth. Sometimes it feels like at the same time. Steph's hitting shots. Like, they got people. That's it. The last thing, too, about the Mystics is the pace they play at. Like, one of the ways you can mitigate some of the – this is a really grimy, grind-it-out, tough league where – teams are running all kinds of different stuff and you gotta talk and communicate, and that stuff gets really hard for young players. Just get out there and run. And like, that's how they want to play anyway. They want to play fast. But letting Kiki and Sony and Slim and all of them use their athleticism, and that's not going to change when Shakira is back and when Aaliyah is back. They've got so many players who can handle the ball. They have so many players who can hit, you know, space out and hit threes. They have good cutters. Like, that is a really great way to play for this team. And the fact that they had the scoring struggle they did in the first quarter yesterday, it was legitimately, I want to say there was like 2:30 or something left on the clock in the first quarter, so almost 8 minutes in the game, and I think they had 4 points. It was bad.
18-4.
It was bad. And they scored 90-plus. Like, that is in a 40-minute game.
We only had 60 at the end of the third, so we put up 30 in the fourth.
They got cooking. And so that is it. Not only are they better than people expected, they are also very fun.
WNBA, are they better than what you expected?
We're going to find out. They're okay. Actually, no, right? I think that there's an opportunity for them to start 3-0 based off their schedule. Like Atlanta was going to be tough. I don't think Connecticut's very good. Golden State's not very good as the expansion team. But, like, are you going to go 0-4 against Indiana and New York? Because I would expect you to based off the level of those two teams versus your level.
Yeah.
But if you show me you can compete with those two teams, especially this early when how veteran they are and how not veteran you are, like, that would then really show me something. So I'm excited for that. Next Wednesday, 28th, they play the Fever in Baltimore. Trying to go to the bigger, or they're going to the bigger arena with Capital One under construction. And then Friday, they host the defending champs at home at CareFirst Arena. All right, when we get back, the rest of the weekend in the W, and why I don't really want to talk about this Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark latest flagrant foul.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Bye.